through that lengthy description because it is something that's hard to pin down, but now that I've told how it works just in the physical sense, what is EST? What's the essence of EST?
Barbara, it's a course for people who are getting along in life successfully and who are willing to expand their experience of aliveness and satisfaction. It, as you said, physically, it happens in a small group with 200 to 250 people and one trainer, assisted by about 15 people who handle the physical aspects, such as keeping the chair straight and so forth. And it takes place over two consecutive weekends.
But what, I mean, is it meditation? Is it therapy? I mean, what happens? All that most people hear about it is that you can't go to the bathroom for those, most of those hours, and you're not allowed to eat or to smoke. Okay, that's the first thing we hear of people who go.
That's actually, that's perhaps the least important part of it. In fact, there's a meal break, so people usually have three meals in a day, and there's a bathroom break every 4 hours. What happens, essentially, is that the trainer presents material to the people in the training, which allows them to take a look at what it is that they believe to be true. In other words, it allows them to take a look at their own belief systems. In the normal course of events, you have to protect what you believe in, and you're not allowed to look at it. During the training, the way the trainer presents material, it gives you an opportunity to take a look at what you believe and to take a look behind what you believe and behind yourself to get in touch with where all that comes from.
It's not therapy.
No, as a matter of fact, it's important for me to say that it isn't therapy because people who need therapy or who need medical attention shouldn't come to EST for it. They should go to a therapist or an MD.
Okay, but the feeling of people who don't know about it, or some of the detractors say, here are these 250 people sitting there closeted in this room, and they all come away with getting it. And what they seem to get is what is, what isn't isn't. You are responsible for your own life. Is that the essence of EST? And what is, what isn't, isn't?
Well, it's just a bunch of words, really. And as a bunch of words, it's kind of meaningless. It's the difference, Barbara, between reading a book on riding a bicycle, sitting on a bicycle and falling off about 20 or 30 times, and that moment when it all kind of clicks and suddenly you can balance on a bicycle. So the essence of EST is not words or some phrase which I can give you, but an experience in which it all suddenly clicks. And then you describe that experience perhaps as, oh, I see, what is and what isn't isn't. And life is just that simple. So the words don't really convey the experience.
But I've heard that you were a flop. You had lots of jobs, lots of things. At least you felt you were. And then you finally, after much consciousness raising yourself, realize that you'd always been striving for other things, but it's not, it's here, it's now, it is.
Yeah, it's kind of really the other way around. Essentially, as we take a look at ourselves, we find out that we've got this kind of presentation that we make to the world, and hopefully we can put together a successful presentation to the world. And we want to be successful people, we want to fill our psychological needs, and so we put together a face which we present to the world. Now, ordinarily, we make up that face or that persona to kind of hide what we're afraid might be underneath. We're afraid we might perhaps be small, so we want to present ourselves as a big person. We're afraid we might be shy, so we want to present ourselves as a confident person. So in the normal course of events, if I develop myself into a success, what it means is that I put together a successful persona which hides what I'm afraid I am. And that's exactly what I did. I spent my life attempting to hide the jerk I was afraid I might be, or the failure I was afraid I might be, and I put together a successful persona, but I found, as most successful people do, that it wasn't nurturing me, that it wasn't really satisfying. And what EST does is to allow you not just to put your persona together and not just to get to the person you're afraid you are underneath that, but to get to the actual person that you are underneath the person you're afraid you are.
Let me discuss this person, Werner Erhard. Why did you change your name from Jack Rosenberg to Werner Erhard? It sounds, first of all, like a Nazi prison camp leader. And also, there are a lot of people who feel that you were trying to hide the fact that you were Jewish and that you're really kind of basically anti-Semitic and ashamed of yourself. Outside of that, I guess it's fine.
Yes, the truth is, Barbara, that about 16 years ago, I left my family, and I have a very determined mother and an uncle who was at that time a captain on the Philadelphia Police Department, and I didn't want to be located. So on the plane when I left, I was looking through a magazine, and there happened to be an article on Germany that I was looking through at the time. I decided I needed a name that was would make it difficult to locate me. And the name coincidentally came right out of that article.
Has no symbolism.
Has no symbolism to it at all.
Other detractors say S charges $250 a weekend. Now that times 65,000 graduates comes to something like $16 million.
Mm.
And people say, look, if I were paying $60 an hour to a psychiatrist, it wouldn't bother me. But somehow this does. Most of the S workers are volunteers, and people feel that you're absolutely cleaning up, and they want to know where this money goes.
Yes. All of the money that S generates essentially goes back into expanding the services for graduates and keeping S healthy.
$16 million?
Yes. Essentially, S has never presented itself as philanthropic or as a nonprofit corporation or as a religion or any of those other things. We've never hidden behind anything. We've said we have a training. People say this about the training, and you can make a choice to participate in it or not.
And do you feel that people consider you a guru? Is that as kind of an ego trip?
No, it's interesting. The people who've been kind enough to allow me to participate in their lives by doing the training, and I have a kind of bond that two people have when they've shared an important experience.
Have you become rich?
I guess I'm rich. I'm not sure, Barbara.
But most of the money goes back into EST.
All of the money goes back into EST. It's all funneled back into programs for graduates and into expanding our ability to provide EST.
What's the goal? Where do you think EST is going to go to?
Essentially, our goal is to continue to make the training available to people who want to participate in it, and to expand our service to people who have participated in it and to the community at large. In other words, we don't have some thing we want to accomplish way out
there.
You
said that you hope it'll get to the point where you won't need EST anymore, that so many people will take it that it will somehow change the whole society, except you're almost embarrassed to say it. At least that's what I've heard.
Well, yeah, we don't want to be presumptuous, and what we would really like to accomplish is to train enough people so that the consciousness in which we hold life is shifted, so that life becomes a process of the experience of satisfaction rather than a struggle to try to get satisfied.
Look, we've got 10 million people out there watching, and everybody in the studio is standing and staring at it. I know you can't go like that and tell us what EST is, but can you give us any of the essence that might make anything about this day a little more satisfactory? And you've got, what, 2 minutes, Jim? A minute and a half.
Okay. Fundamentally, it begins by willing to be honest, and I suppose that what I mean by that is that when you begin to understand that your life is oriented around attempting to accumulate symbols that prove that you're all right or that things are all right, we have our lives directed at accumulating the symbols of being okay. And there's nothing wrong with that, except when you lie about it and say that this is what you actually want. For instance, people say that what they really want is money, and anyone who's accumulated some money knows that it isn't ultimately satisfying, that there's a difference between the symbols of security and the experience of being secure. So the first step is to simply acknowledge that we're in a little bit of a rat race, we're stuck in a little bit of a rat race, we go to work because it's time to go to work, rather than because there's any great satisfaction in it. We're in our relationships because we're kind of in them and stuck with them, rather than the fact that there's an enormous amount of satisfaction. The way that that gets transformed is by beginning to experience life exactly as it is, so that you're not making it something you like or something you don't like or something that's good or something that's bad, but simply this is the way it is. And people who are willing to get in touch with their own experience begin to experience a transformation.
It's very hard to do in a short period of time, but we thank you, Werner Erhard, and perhaps we've given you just a touch of what is, and what is in this case is EST.